Violence has left at least 41 dead and dozens badly injured. A businessman nominated to be Haiti's next prime minister says the Earthquake Reconstruction Commission, co-chaired by former U.S. President Bill Clinton, is dysfunctional and should be scrapped. Daniel Gerard Rogier tells the Associated Press the panel has failed to accomplish much. The commission was created to reassure international donors that reconstruction would be orderly and free of corruption. I'm Richard Stewart, IRN USA Radio News.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-644-7850. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-644-7850. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-644-7850. That's 1-800-644-7850.
Broadcasting live, it's the only national radio talk show on computers to air every weeknight. Computer America, hosted by national columnist Craig Crossman. The first hour's behind us, but there's still more of tech news, tech talk, and your phone calls. We're being beamed nationwide by the Business Talk Radio Network, the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network, and on the internet at ComputerAmerica.com. You got computer problems? Bring them on. You're listening to Computer America. Computers run the world, and we run computers. Call us toll-free, 866-606-TALK. That's 866-606-TALK. Or send us an email to live@computeramerica.com.
Hello and welcome into hour two of the nation's longest-running, nationally syndicated radio talk show on computers. This is the Computer America Show, and I'm your host, Craig Crossman.
I'm your co-host, Ben Crossman. Almost missed that one.
So there you go. And it is Wednesday Madness, and we continue on with our Wednesday Madness event. Having to do with anything, any questions you have about computers and technology, it's open. Phone lines, we're here to answer your questions, and we're getting some phone calls, and, you know, that's what it's all about. Wednesday nights are your show. Now, helping us to accomplish that is the editor-in-chief of Hardware Secrets, Gabriel Torres. He's also here with us this hour, helping us out, and we're talking about different topics and subjects. In the first hour, we talked a little bit about the Z68 chipset from Intel, and also we're talking about products that don't work as advertised. Welcome back, Gabriel, to the show. Continuing on, so is this the only product that have you reviewed other products that don't work as advertised?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially with power supplies, still, I don't know why, but there are still some power supplies, even here in America, that cannot deliver their, you know, like label wattage. So this is a shame. Sometimes you buy a power supply thinking that, oh, okay, I have this 500-watt power supply, and actually it's like a 400-watt power supply with a 500-watt label on it, you know?
But gladly,
this is stopping. It's not so common anymore, but still.
Well, you know, it's interesting because obviously folks like you are going to know that because you have the equipment and the meters and everything to test that. But the average person buys a 500-watt power supply, they pop it in and drop it in, you know, are they going to know that it's not working? I mean, something's going to have to go pretty – it's going to have to be a pretty severe malfunction before they're going to know that, oh, it's only 450.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Absolutely. That's the problem because usually these crappy power supplies, they also – they are not so good. The power on their outputs is not the quality should be, you know. And sometimes the user get like, oh, yeah, I got this bargain, you know, like a 500, 700-watt power supply, but it's a fake wattage, right? And he will notice that his computer is crashing a lot, giving a lot of blue screens and stuff, and then he will end up replacing the power supply and discover that, oh, okay, it was the power supply the problem, you know. And usually people power supply is the last thing they will think about replacing.
Now when you say the quality of the power, now am I to get from this that there's more to it than just the wattage? I mean, are there different, you know, it's like when you go to the gas station, you get high test and you get premium and you get standard gas. I mean, are we talking about different qualities of electricity or the power that uses them? Are there certain things?
Yeah, you can say like this. Yeah, you know, like because you see the power supply has some outputs like 12 volts, 5 volts, 3.3 volts and stuff. So sometimes, for instance, the 12 volts is not exactly 12. You go there and measure it's 11, for instance, and then your computer will malfunction because the power, you know, like the computer is expecting 12 volts and is receiving 11 volts. So the computer will crash or do something like this, you know.
And that's not easy to find either. A bad power supply, that's one of the, because the effects are so anomalous that you might think, oh, I have bad memory or I might have something
exactly.
else. You don't first think it's a bad power supply, but a bad power supply can cause your computer to do all kinds of freaky things, can it not?
Yeah, because, you know, like the average user, you know, like they will call their cousin that understands everything about computers, right? Or their neighbor or the neighbor's son or whatever, you know? And the guy will think about the memory, the CPU, or, oh, it's overheating, or, well, you know, like the power supply will be the last thing that they will think about, you know, like that may be the culprit.
No, exactly. So, Ben, have you ever had a product that didn't
work? Oh, yeah, no. The product outlet, no, I usually watch a lot of late-night TV, obviously up all night listening to your show. And this product came on, and I feel no remorse in bringing this up on Wednesday Madness. It's this product called Your Baby Can Read. And
Your Baby Can Read?
And it'll show, like, these home videos of, like, eight-month-old babies, like, trying to stammer out, you know, car, truck, or, you know, train or something like that. And I just couldn't believe that, you know, people were sitting their eight-month-old down and trying to, you know, show them flashcards or show them videos and trying to teach these babies how to read when they're, like, less than a year old, when they should be learning how do I use these legs. And I did a lot of research on it because I have a lot of time to waste. And apparently this thing is nothing but a credit card scheme where they just get your number, they send you $40 worth of flashcards and videotapes, and they ring you up for about $500 on your card, and you can't get it back because there's no real company behind it. So I don't know if anyone's ever used this, but if just from what I read around the internet, I wouldn't use it. But it was a product that did not work as intended.
No, but that's not fraud, you know, and that's
I'm sure they are not endorsed by the Better Business Bureau, but they have a lot of advertising, and sometimes all people need is the right advertising, and people go out and buy it just on that fact alone, is that they see it out there.
Yeah, because every parent wants their baby to read, you know, and show
up. Yeah, but when you're 8 months, I mean,
It worked for you. You were reading about
that. I was reading when I was 8 years old. That's not it. That was my benchmark.
Okay. So you see, I mean, obviously there are a lot of products out there that don't work as advertised, and there's certainly one right there. So we were talking about, so other than this case or this power, anything else that you've come across? I know you review all kinds of products, and anything else you might have discovered that don't work?
Yeah, well, Ben was talking about these late night shows and advertising, and I was just thinking about the shake weight. Have you seen this? It's like that weight that you hold and it keeps shaking on your hands. That's ridiculous. Have you seen that?
Yes, but you can generate a lot of power for your computer if you just keep holding it and shaking it. It's like a little generator, you know?
No, the problem is these ladies on the infomercial, they keep shaking, but looks like something else. You know what I mean?
It's extremely, like, they didn't mean to go for, like, a Louis kind of reference, but they did, and it came out that way. And, you know, I apologize to everyone who had to see that, or don't apologize. But the problem, like, the good thing about that product is that it actually works. It actually works the muscles that the shake weight is actually targeting. So even though it looks goofy and the advertising probably wasn't the best, in the best taste, but it works.
I mean, Ben is totally ripped now that he's been using one.
Oh, I know. My texts are cool.
I know, exactly. All right, so I guess I should rephrase the question to Gabriel. Any other technology products that don't work as advertised that you come across in Hardware Secrets?
Yeah, sometimes we get some products because sometimes what happened is like by mistake of manufacturers, you know, it's not like intentional. Some manufacturers sometimes they, instead of, you know, like sitting down and doing the job in the right way, they simply copy and paste specifications from a different product. And sometimes, you know, like since you copy and paste and use the boilerplate and stuff, so remains some specifications that the product doesn't have, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What doesn't have, or simply they are wrong, you know, like, this product, the specification says this, but it doesn't have this, you know. And then you complain to the manufacturer, say, oh, what's our mistake? We used the same template from the other product, you know, and end up having this situation. Or what is most common is wrong translation. You know, like most manufacturers are based in China or run by Chinese people, Taiwanese people, and sometimes they don't think in English. They think in Chinese and whatever, and then they come up with this translation that they don't make any sense, you know.
Oh, well, it reminds me of a story. My wife tells me that she works for attorneys, for lawyers for 30 years. There was a little, they had, you know, you've seen these things where they put these little silicon moisture absorbers in a product just to keep the moisture out of it, and you throw it away. But you ever seen those little packets that they have a little bit of silicon in that keeps
Most electronics come.
Right, come with that. Well, she looked at it, and there was some printing on it, and she looked at it closely, and it said, "Do not puts in mouth." And said, "If puts in mouth, do not swallow." Exactly. So it can get very, very strange. Let's talk a little bit about products from China when we come back, and then also some other topics as well. This is the Computer America Show on the Business Talk Radio Network. 866-606-TALK, the toll-free number, live at ComputerAmerica.com, and the chat room at ComputerAmerica.com. It's Wednesday Madness. Open phone lines. We'll be right back.
Help, I've fallen, and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen, and I Can't Get Up, protects 100,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom, and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a retirement home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-913-9494. 1-800-913-9494. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure. 1-800-913-9494.
Attention parents and grandparents of young children. Gerber Life is accepting applications for their affordable grow-up plan. It's easy to help your child get off to a good financial start for just pennies a day. Free information will be sent to parents and grandparents who call now. Or you can apply right now over the phone if you'd like. The grow-up plan gives your child $10,000 in whole life insurance protection now, then doubles automatically to $20,000 later at no extra cost. Later on, your child can buy more, up to $100,000 in total protection, regardless of their health or job, 10 times the original amount. The grow-up plan also builds cash value over time that you can borrow from later. Help give your child a head start for just pennies a day. Don't wait. Call now for free information.
For free information or to apply over the phone, call 1-800-919-4882. That's 1-800-919-4882. 1-800-919-4882.
If you're a business owner and you want to grow your business through direct mail with no out-of-pocket costs, keep listening. More customers equal more money, right? Well, now you can get more customers in your store using direct mail with no upfront costs through foot traffic marketing. If your store does $10,000 or more a month in credit card sales, foot traffic marketing will design for you a custom direct mail campaign with no upfront costs. Call now for free information and to learn more. 800-
800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. Again, if you know that direct mail can help your business grow and your store already does at least $10,000 or more in credit card sales, call now and learn how you can get more customers with no upfront costs. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
Hi, this is Craig Crossman, host of the Computer America Show. Ralph Bond joins us with his Intel Digital Minute, where he reports on the latest happenings in the computing industry. Here now is Ralph Bond.
What if hospital patients had a smart monitor display at their bedside that could monitor their vitals, offer digital entertainment and communications, and even provide real-time meal selection? And imagine this device with a touchscreen, allowing doctors to pull up x-rays and CT scans to review with a patient. It's called the Airy Smart Terminal, a widescreen, all-in-one medical computer powered by the tiny but mighty Intel Atom processor. That's just one of the exhibits at this year's Intel Tech Heaven event, held recently in New York City. The event offered tech demos in health and wellness, exploration, the connected store, and the connected home. One of my favorite demos was the Capgemini Home Energy Management tablet-like console to help control home energy use, security, and family communications. For more about this year's Intel Tech Heaven event, visit www.intel.com/pressroom/kits/innovation. That's this week's Intel Minute for Computer America. I'm Ralph Bond for Intel.
It's 22 minutes after the hour here on the Computer America Show, 866-606-TALK, the toll-free number, live at ComputerAmerica.com or the chat room at ComputerAmerica.com. It's Wednesday Madness, open phone lines. We take your feedbacks, emails. We're continuing to do the show with Gabriel Torres, who is the editor-in-chief of Hardware Secrets. In the chat room, Addison had an interesting problem, and I don't know if any of you are going to have an answer for this, but I figured let me just throw it out there. And, of course, you as a listener, if you have an idea, we certainly welcome your comments and suggestions. You know, we know a lot, but, you know, nobody knows everything. we can make some intelligent guesses. This has to do with Skype. He says, I have an interesting bug. This is Addison. He says, when he Skypes a friend, he sends a Skype message, her PC freezes and she has to reboot her computer. It happens with both Windows 7 64-bit and Ubuntu 64-bit. Everything works fine if she Skypes him first and he answers. But if he Skypes her first, the computer locks up. So it's bizarre. I asked him, are you both using the latest version of Skype? That's always my first thing because, you know, there are so many changes. You want to make sure that each of you have the latest version. And his answer to me is that he thinks so, but, you know, he's not absolutely sure. And then he says, like he has a 74-bit PC. And I said, no, I think that's 64-bit. I think you got 10 bits too many. But that would be my only guess at this point is that make sure that both of you are using the latest version of Skype for each of your platforms. Gabriel, any other thoughts on this?
Yeah, this is a hard one because you have to pinpoint exactly what is causing. Sometimes it's not the operating system, not the software. Sometimes it can be the audio drivers on the machine. Can be so many different things. It's really annoying to find out exactly what's wrong.
Really?
I would try uninstalling everything and installing again. That's my first thought, just like you said, oh, upgrade to the latest version. But who knows?
Okay, now he comes back and says, he just said he's using the latest version, but now he doesn't know about his friend, if she's using the latest version. So
yeah.
I would say to you, go ahead and ask her and see what the version is and see if she's using it. Now if you're both using the latest version and it's her system that's locking up. His works either way, but when he tries to Skype her first and she doesn't Skype him first, then her system locks up. Go figure.
Yeah. Well, can be a driver issue, can be operating system issue, can be so many different things.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the best.
That reminds me a story of a friend of mine. He had an issue with his computer that whenever someone rang the bell, you know, the doorbell, his computer crashed. You know?
You're kidding me.
It
rings the doorbell.
You know the solution?
No. I want to savor this for the moment.
Okay.
So he's on his computer. The doorbell rings, ding ding, and his computer crashes.
Yeah.
What is it? And it's a Windows PC, and what did the blue screen?
No,
that comes
but this was like 15 years ago. But
okay.
The solution
all right.
was to write a label, written reset, and stick to the doorbell. You know.
That is very bizarre, you know.
Yeah. The problem is that probably he was, of course, using a really low-end power supply, and the solution was to replace the power supply with a better one because the power supply he was using was a really, really bad one. Didn't have the filtering circuit, so when someone rang the bell, generate some EMI, some kind of noise through the, you know, like the power connections inside the house or whatever, you know.
Yeah, appliances running on the same circuit can cause all kinds of line noise on a circuit. And if your power supply lets all that detritus, if you will, come through, it can do some very funky things. There's no question about that. You think electricity is electricity, but it's not. There's all kinds of additional overhead that can be carried along into your computer.
But this is one of the funniest stories I ever heard.
Rings the doorbell.
Yeah, you know what happens when someone rings my bell, my computer crashes.
Yeah, exactly.
This is insane.
I would say that's right up there with one of the most bizarre stories. But I guess it can happen. But it was the power supply. There you go. Okay. Get a better power supply with better line filtering, and they call it line filtering and line not tempering, but it just makes sure that the signal is clean as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was thinking like 15 years ago when ding dong ditching was actually a sport. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that guy's house must got hit every time.
Well, there you go. By the way, just as an interesting story here, you know, for those of you who live in Greensboro, North Carolina, did you know that there's a bear that has his own Twitter account? Evidently, according to this article, it was quite the spectacle off of a busy Battleground Avenue in Greensboro, North Carolina, as reports surfaced that a wild black bear was roaming a residential neighborhood, and while many decided to stay indoors, hundreds of others, eager onlookers, gathered a glimpse of the rare sight. He was just standing there, according to some of the spectators. Nevertheless, the bear spent the majority of the day in a tree off of Battleground Avenue, gaining quite a following, not only in person, but also on the internet with his own Twitter account. So people could follow him, and he would think like he came down the tree and he just stood there, and I mean, people are making comments about the bear. He's making little comments about where he is and what he's doing, and that is just absolutely so computer. So as the bear continues on its journey through the city, police ask everyone to simply stay away. There is valid suggestion. Stay away from the bear. Exactly. But just read about him on Twitter.
Yeah, there was a guy that did something similar to that snake that escaped the zoo.
In
somewhere.
New York, yes, yeah. There was a poisonous snake. Yes, my wife told me.
Someone made a Twitter account for the snake. Oh, yeah, here am I at the coffee shop. Ha, ha, ha. You know? Having coffee or Starbucks or whatever. You know?
I understood that they later found the snake, though. He was in the engineering room. And
he never left. Never
actually,
out, yeah.
He never got out. He was out there, and they found him in there. But still, I think, you know, like 500,000 people were reading the Twitter, following the snake on Twitter, wondering where he was. Just goofy stuff.
I remember someone did that for some, I think, senator of one of the Midwest states, and they actually No, it was a mayor. And they actually got a fake Twitter account for him. Like, he had his own, but someone else may have another one. Mm-hmm. And this guy was just outrageous. You know, he would throw chairs through windows and, you know, just make a lot of outbursts. And he would, someone made the fake Facebook, or Twitter, and more people followed the fake one than the real one because the fake one was so interesting to read.
All right, we got a break. It's Wednesday Madness, as you can tell. This is Computer America. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Robert Reese with the CEO Show Minute, where we connect you with America's top CEOs on Business Talk Radio Network. First this.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Robert Reese here today with Arkady Kolman, CEO of ING Direct. A decade ago, you founded ING Direct with a new business model. Where did the model really emerge from?
Where did we get that model? Looking at other industries. If you look within the banking industry, all you're going to end up doing is doing what everybody else does.
What industry?
We looked at airlines. We looked at hotels. We looked at retailers. We looked at electronics. Dell, for example, other companies, and we said, geez, if we're going to be a high-volume, low-margin, pure retail play, we're not going to do an acquisition game, and it's going to be all around the everyday consumer, then what we got to do is we got to cut the fees out, we got to make the savings rate as good as possible, make the mortgage rates as low as possible, and show that we've got a productivity advantage against everybody else in the marketplace, much like retailers do. And so then we looked at grocery retailers and we said, wow, they do high volume, low margin business. They have a service differentiated edge, clearly focused on who their customers are, and they stuck to it like a bullet. And we said, we're going to be there. So we're not going to get sidetracked and we're focused.
Thanks, Arkady. To watch my interview with Arkady Kolman, CEO of ING Direct, go to www.ceoshow.tv.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-644-7850. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-644-7850. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-644-7850. That's 1-800-644-7850.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, Gecko, man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
If you're a business owner and you want to grow your business through direct mail with no out-of-pocket costs, keep listening. More customers equal more money, right? Well, now you can get more customers in your store using direct mail with no upfront costs through foot traffic marketing. If your store does $10,000 or more a month in credit card sales, foot traffic marketing will design for you a custom direct mail campaign with no upfront costs. Call now for free information and to learn more. 800-
800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. Again, if you know that direct mail can help your business grow and your store already does at least $10,000 or more in credit card sales, call now and learn how you can get more customers with no upfront costs. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
Minutes after the hour here in the Computer America Show, 866-606-TALK, the toll-free number, live at ComputerAmerica.com or the chat room at ComputerAmerica.com. Gabriel Torres, editor-in-chief of Hardware Secrets, is with me, and Ben, who is my co-host. I got to tell you, I want to go to some of our listener emails. We have a number of ways of contacting the show. Email is a great way to do it, live at ComputerAmerica.com, but you know, sometimes you want to write to us, and you don't want us to know who you are. And we make it possible to communicate with us in an anonymous fashion, and it's called feedback. Oh, good grief! I'm sorry, Ben.
No problem at all.
I cut you off. I'm sorry. That's right.
I'm just trying to get the flow of things. But please, go on.
Okay. So, hey, I'm new to this. So
my line.
Yeah, exactly. So when you click the interact button on the chat room website, you can leave us a message, and it will not say who you are. It's anonymous, and we get a number of those. And then a number of you will use it and then tell us who you are anyway. So, and that's what happened here. This gentleman, his name's Charles, and he sent us an email, and he says, he starts off, Ben and Gabriel, he says, "How can I see your streaming videos without pauses? We have some streaming video on the website." He says, you know, and I go, he's getting pauses in the streaming video, and then he says, "What I have is what's called a 768K DSL line from AT&T with a decrease of 20% in speed for distance. It's driving me nuts." Well, I don't doubt it, Charles. 768K is probably like the way bottom of DSL these days. That's not much better than dial-up. It is extremely slow. I hope you're not paying very much for it, because if you are, you're getting rooked. I would say to watch streaming video without pauses, you need at least 1500K, 1.5 megabits per second, which I think is the minimal acceptable level of DSL. 3 megabits, even better. And, of course, on the top end, a lot of places offer 6 megabits. But I will tell you right now, Charles, with 768K, any streaming video you're going to watch is going to be rife with pauses. So,
or you can just do the simplest solution, which would be start the video, pause it right away, and go make yourself, you know, some coffee or something, and just give it a few minutes to buffer ahead of time, and hopefully by the time you get to the end, you won't have any pauses.
Yeah, well, Bear in the chat room tells his mom has a 128K DSL. It's even slower. I thought 768K was the minimum. 128K DSL, that's like, you know, it might as well be dial-up. I mean, at that point, just call that broadband. Although I think Bear lives in Alaska. So yeah.
Below that, there's only smoke signals, right?
Smoke signals, yeah, exactly. I think that's about it, yeah. So, Charles, the only thing I can suggest to you is you need a faster DSL stream. And I feel your pain, but, you know, that's what you got to do. But thank you for writing us. This next one is from Todd in Seattle, Washington. And, you know, every second Tuesday of the month is our Linux show with Larry Bushy. Larry Bushy hosts the Going Linux podcast. And he writes, "I enjoy your Linux shows with Larry Bushy." He says, "Really?" Exclamation point. Okay, like he was kidding as before. No, really, I do enjoy them. Okay, well, that's good. He says, "I like you guys." He says, "Like you guys, he's interesting and well-informed." I believe he is. He's very well informed. I says because what we know about Linux here is so I says good for you guys having him back regularly. Well, thank you. He says. Then he says, is there anything you can do about his sound quality? He says, I really hate to say it, but it sounds like he's calling from 1970. He says, thanks for the show, and Todd in Seattle, Washington. Yeah, well, I would appreciate it. But, yeah, Larry calls in on the phone, and basically it is what it is. You can only get a certain amount of quality. It has to do also with bandwidth. Perhaps maybe what we might be able to do is get Larry to call a show on Skype. If I can get Larry to call in on Skype, I'm set up now. I've just got that set up here. We did a couple of tests here from a Skype in Australia and everything, and the sound quality was awesome. So I'll tell you what, Todd, based upon your request, I'm going to see if Larry has Skype on his computer. He runs Linux, and I know there's Skype for Linux. And see if we can do it that way, and we'll see if we can get him on the show via Skype, and we'll see if we can make that work for you. But again, I know he appreciates the nice comments, and I'll pass them along to him. And thanks for writing us, Todd. We really appreciate it. Now, this next one, this is anonymous. Don't know who it is, but this is a feedback. It says, thank you for the free software page. There you go. It says, it makes finding the software I need and can afford, well, it's free, super easy, and I can be confident that I'm getting a quality program. Well, there you go. So you say another fan of our free software page. Now, I know, Ben, you're going to be keeping that up to date. And here's another interesting announcement. We have just agreed to have Gizmo on the show. Now, who is Gizmo? Well, Gizmo runs a website called Gizmo's Freeware. And again, he's based out of Australia, but he finds some of the most amazing freeware out there that do all different categories, all different platforms, and he makes them available on his website. And he finds some free stuff out there that you wouldn't think that existed, but he does a really good job on it. He has his website is dedicated to that. It's called Gizmo. And he's going to be on the show on a regular basis starting in June. He's going to be on the fourth Wednesday of every month. Okay, write that down in your calendar. The fourth Wednesday madness of the month, Gizmo is going to join us talking about free software. Now, he's going to be, that means that's the June the 22nd. Gizmo will be with us. And then in July, that's the July the 27th. That's the fourth Wednesday. So every fourth Wednesday madness of the month, we're going to have Gizmo join us. So if you're into freeware, you like the freeware, we're going to do that. And then Ben will update the freeware page. We'll put all the things that we talk about having to do with freeware on our freeware page. And if you don't know where that is, just head over to our homepage at computeramerica.com, and you'll see it says...
I actually have to find this because this is... I don't want to say the first I've heard of this, but... Oh, you know, it's always good to have a heads up.
Free software. And either Ben or I will make sure that the free software and shareware software page is updated on a regular basis. So, again, thank you for that nice comment. And it's nice to know that the effort that we put into it is appreciated by you, our listeners. And that's what we're here. You know, we're here for. By the way, when you go to ComputerAmerica.com, we have our cluster maps right in the center of the homepage. You'll see it there between the Business Talk Radio and the Lifestyle Talk Radio Network logos. You'll see it says Computer America Listeners. See who's listening to us around the globe. Well, we had a little problem for a while, and it wasn't operating, and we've just fixed it. Mike Stermak, who is our webmeister, a really knowledgeable guy, finally sat down with him, and we talked about it, went through it, and we finally figured out what was going wrong, and we finally got it operational. So we rescheduled the page to start on May 23rd. That was 2 days ago, and if you look at the cluster maps now, all the little red dots that are starting to appear, that's just like 2 days worth of listeners. And look at all the red dots from all over the country and also from around the globe. I mean, in Japan, we got Africa, my goodness. Look at all the places that people are listening to us in South America, Hawaii, you can see them there. You can see all the users. Just click on the Cluster Maps logo, and you can see who's listening to Computer America around the globe. And again, we just We restarted on the 23rd of May, and already the red dots are just starting to fill in. So just a little extra something there on the Computer America page. We just made that happen. Okay, let's continue on here. This is another feedback we got. He says, I know the password for the chat room is optional. Yes, it is. But is there a way to make the browser save the password? I'm not currently getting the prompt to save the password on the site, but I get it on other websites just fine. Thanks. Well, and again, it's a feedback, so it's anonymous. But first of all, let's explain what the password is on the chat room. When you put in a username and you click login without putting a password, that's fine. You'll be in that with that username, unless there's somebody else already in there with that name. You'll be in there. And you don't need a password. The purpose of the password in the chat room is to reserve your screen name. So if you want to be, a Charlie123, and you like that name, and you don't want anybody else using Charlie123 anymore, you put in a password. And if you put in a password, anybody else coming in to use Charlie123, when they click it, it won't let them on unless they know the password. So it's a great way for you to reserve your username in the chat room. Now, when we come back, he's having a problem with the browser not saving passwords, and we'll talk a little bit more about that when we get back. This is the Computer America Show on the Business Talk Radio Network. It's Wednesday Madness. Open phone lines. We're getting to some of your emails, answering your questions. Gabriel Torres, Editor-in-Chief of Hardware Secrets, is here with me as well. We'll be right back with lots more here on Computer America. Stay with us.
They're going. In the next few days, 10 amazing cars are going to disappear. If you want one to be yours, now is the time to enter the OnStar Push-On Sweepstakes. So now, not tomorrow, not when you have a spare minute, not after your week slows down. Now is the time to push your blue OnStar button. Tell the advisor you want to enter, and you could be one of 10 people to win the Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac of your choice. You don't have to be an active OnStar customer. There's no obligation, but you have to push your blue button soon. And maybe a Cadillac CTS-V Coupe, a Chevrolet Corvette Convertible, a GMC Yukon Denali, or a Buick Enclave could be yours. Just for pushing one little button. Sweepstakes exclude Chevrolet Volt. No purchase necessary. Visit OnStar.com for rules and alternate entry details. Void where prohibited. Ends May 31st, 2011. Must be 18 years of age or age of majority and U.S. or Canadian legal resident. Limit 3 entries per person regardless of entry method, but only one blue OnStar button push per vehicle.
I'm child behavioral therapist James Lehman. I know you need the Total Transformation Program to turn around your child's behavior, but for some reason you haven't tried it. Maybe you're skeptical and doubt that it will work for you and your child. Listen, I'm willing to give away 1,000 copies of the Total Transformation to the most skeptical of parents for free. All I need you to do is send me your feedback about how it works for you and your child, and the program will be free. You get the program for free, and I get the satisfaction of knowing how the Total Transformation helped your child. Anyone who says they can change your child's behavior should be willing to prove it. We're going to prove once and for all that the Total Transformation Program works for every behavior problem imaginable, and it'll be free to 1,000 of my most skeptical customers.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402. That's 1-800-586-1402. 1-800-586-1402.
If you're a business owner and you want to grow your business through direct mail with no out-of-pocket costs, keep listening. More customers equal more money, right? Well, now you can get more customers in your store using direct mail with no upfront costs through foot traffic marketing. If your store does $10,000 or more a month in credit card sales, foot traffic marketing will design for you a custom direct mail campaign with no upfront costs. Call now for free information and to learn more. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. Again, if you know that direct mail can help your business grow and your store already does at least $10,000 or more in credit card sales, call now and learn how you can get more customers with no upfront costs. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think nobody's home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-789-3377. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-789-3377. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement, $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-789-3377. That's 1-866-789-3377.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million-bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-644-7850. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-644-7850. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-644-7850. That's 1-800-644-7850.
It's 51 minutes after the hour here on the Computer America Show. Don't forget, I know we mentioned this from time to time, but Computer America is a sponsor of the Adopt a Soldier program. We have actually adopted a soldier here on Computer America. Her name is Sergeant McIntosh, and she's fighting the good fight in the Middle East. And we send her care packages, and we do all kinds of things to participate in the Adopt a Soldier program. If you want to send an email to Sergeant McIntosh, just send that email to soldier@computeramerica.com, soldier@computeramerica.com, and we will forward it on to her. So if you want to just say hi and thanks for, you know, doing such a wonderful job protecting our country, it's certainly a great way for you to do so. So getting back to what we're talking about, of course, Gabriel Torres, editor-in-chief of Hardware Secrets, here with us, and of course, Ben, doing the good stuff. I was talking about the chat room here and about the password being optional, and you only use the password if you want to protect or reserve, actually, your username, so no one else can use it ever again except you. Many of our users, or regular users, do that, so someone else can't come in with that same username and pretend to be that person. So that's the purpose of the password. Now, the here's the thing. Let me just reread this. He says, is there a way for the browser to save the password? He says, I'm not currently getting the prompt to save the password on the site, but I get it on other websites just fine. Thanks. Now, unfortunately, they're not telling me what version of what operating system are you using. Is it Windows? Is it Apple? Is it Linux? And then also, what browser are you using? You know, although I have a suspicion that they're using Chrome, but maybe not. You know, I'm looking at some of the additional headers to this because it's sent anonymously, and I think it's Chrome, but I can't be sure. I will say that passwords can work on some sites and some on others they don't. There are so many different ways of presenting this information. Now, I know, for example, on my system, I use Firefox on a Macintosh. I use Firefox. I use Safari. Firefox and Safari remember the password, but if I use Chrome, it does not remember the password. So if you're using Chrome, evidently there's an issue because our chat room is Java-based, And I know they just came up with a recent update to Java, which kind of messed – they updated Java and they messed certain things up, like cut and paste and drag and drop don't work now for some reason. That was just lovely. But I think if you're using Chrome, there's a problem because my version of Chrome will not remember the password. I can do it on Firefox, and I can do it on Safari, but not Chrome. I'm just kind of curious, Ben. What browser are you using for the?
I am using Chrome, and I've noticed the exact same thing with the Computer America chat room.
Yeah,
It doesn't remember my password. Yeah. I just have to keep it really, short, sweet, and simple.
Yeah, I think that's what's going on here, Gabriel. I don't know if you have any other comments, but. My guess, since it's not working for Ben either, and he's on a Windows-based machine.
Mm-hmm. But this can be also a feature from the other websites the listener is using, because some websites, they have on their code a way for the website itself, not the browser, okay, mm-hmm. to memorize the password.
Yeah.
So sometimes maybe the listener is talking about, I go to Amazon.com or other websites, they remember me, but this is a feature that is on the website that implements this feature, not the browser itself.
Yeah, now the other thing is it's not cookies because obviously they say with this browser I can go to other places and other websites the password's set. So obviously he has cookies turned on, but because that's where the password is set. It's usually in a little cookie there. And that's how it knows who you are and what your passwords are. But if you had that turned off, obviously it wouldn't work. But then again, none of your websites will remember your passwords. The fact that certain ones are leads me to believe that it's a problem with Chrome because Ben's having the same problem. So,
yeah, but that's what I'm talking about. Maybe your website doesn't set a cookie to remember password.
Yeah.
I don't know how it's coded. So.
Yeah, I think so too because the banking websites, Amazon, Gmail, they'll all say check here if you want to remember your password.
Yeah.
But...
Different. Yeah, you're right, Ben. When the website says check here to remember the password, then it's remembering it on the website, not on your browser.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So I don't know how your system works. So
Our system works. It's not memorized on the website. It's memorized on the browser. I know that for a fact. I know that for our chat room, it's memorized in the browser. We don't memorize anything.
The feature for the browser. Yeah.
Yeah. So again, my point is, I think it's a problem with Chrome and because it's JavaScript, and I think there's a problem going on there. So whoever you are, the only thing I can recommend is try a different browser. Use Safari. Use Windows Internet Explorer. Use Firefox. You might just have to use it. I use different browsers for different websites because not all browsers do it all. It's always good to have two or three browsers in your toolbox because trust me, there are going to be places that you go that one browser will work and the other ones won't. So it's nice to have a little variety. It's just a way of doing internet business. We have different browsers and use the one that works for that particular website. Usually, chances are between the three browsers, Explorer, Safari, and Firefox, one of them is going to work. So that would be my suggestion to you.
Yeah, I'm in the chat room right now. The chat room itself for me was not working for Internet Explorer. Then I try Firefox. Now it's opening just fine.
There you go. All right.
So you have to check it out. Why it's not working on IE?
Yeah, that's it. That would be my advice to you. So tell us what's coming up next on Hardware Secrets. We've got about a minute left, Gabriel.
So next week I'm heading out to Taipei, Taiwan. I'm going to the Computex trade show. That's the largest computer show. So when I arrive back, I probably come back to the show and we'll talk about what's new and exciting.
Yeah, and now this is held in Taiwan?
In Taiwan, yes.
Ah, wow. I just made your avatar green, by the way, Gabriel, so it shows you the guest in the chat room. We are out of time, Gabriel. Thanks so much for being here.
Welcome.
When you come back from Taiwan, let us know how all that went, okay?
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
Take care. Have a good night. Good night.
Bye-bye.
All right. Coming up tomorrow night, who do we got? Oh, we've got ProSoft Engineering. They've just announced a brand new version of Data Rescue 3.2. It's the most awarded hard drive recovery software available for Mac computers. They also have a version for Windows as well, but they just updated the Mac version, and they're going to be on the show talking about this new version and what it does. And then in hour two, a very interesting company called Run My Process. This is a way of designing internet applications to do things in a more easier way. You just have to listen to find out about it. So until tomorrow night, this is Craig Crossman hoping that your hard disk never becomes floppy. Have a great evening.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
USA Radio News. I'm Richard Stewart. There are no reports of deaths from the latest round of storms to hit the nation in its midsection, but there have been dozens of minor injuries from brief tornado touchdowns in Missouri and Indiana. Crow tribal officials are sending surge teams to remote parts of their reservation to look for people stranded by flooding. Cities and towns across Montana have been trying to keep rivers and streams swollen by heavy rains from spilling their banks. Courtesy of KTVQ-TV, Crow Tribe spokesman Jared Stewart says his area has been hit especially hard by the flooding.
I wouldn't wish this on any other community. That's my point there. I would hope that they don't, have to go through this to know.
Nuclear plant safety will be tested by the European Union and regulators. Starting June 1st, the stress test will examine whether atomic power plants in the bloc can withstand accidents, natural disasters, or terror attacks. This is IRN USA Radio News.
Wow, do we have an incredible offer for you today on Amberin. You're not going to want to miss out on this opportunity. Everybody goes through menopause differently, and women are reporting that Amberin works amazingly fast. Best news of all, it works on everything. The hot flashes, to feeling more emotionally balanced, to losing weight. I'm even talking stubborn belly fat. Amberin is the hormone balancing breakthrough that relieves menopause symptoms 100%. Naturally, now in the 5 years since Amberin hit the market, it's got a 92.6% success rate. No matter what your menopause symptoms are, this is the way to get rid of them. None of those scary artificial hormones going into your body. Amberin makes hot flashes and night sweats disappear. All right, here's the deal. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-893-3027. That's 1-800-893-3027. 1-800-893-3027.
The Pentagon says the U.S. is reducing the number of its military personnel in Pakistan at that country's request. The reduction follows the killing of Osama bin Laden. A Pentagon spokesman says there are more than 200 U.S. military personnel in Pakistan, but he didn't say how many have been withdrawn. The House has unanimously approved the nomination of a Jesuit priest to be the 60th House chaplain. House Speaker John Boehner says the Reverend Patrick Conroy will make an excellent House chaplain.